Welcome to La 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 Surf!
Hi everyone and welcome back on La Surf Podcast, a podcast from the bestmanbuzz.com. So please go check this out because there is so many good podcasts on there and you should please go listen to them. My name is Helen Drin and I'll be your host today for our third episode. Our third episode will be about surfing safety. So recently everywhere on social media I've seen question coming up. Should we be wearing a helmet while surfing? This is a question that has been there like since many years, but recently I've seen it more and more, so I wanted to answer and share with you guys what I think of this. My answer is yes and no. Yes, maybe like for young kids, maybe young kids should be wearing a helmet in the way that if they don't know the safety rules and they're like not familiar with surfing, they're just starting, and we all know how like when you're a kid you don't really care about dangerous things. I mean, you just go for it. I wish I could still be like that. I still have now, like, I know when it's dangerous, so I kind of fear it, but we all know young kids how they are. And I can understand why parents would want them to be wearing helmets. But this is the only part I would say yes. After I said no, no in the way, yes, wearing a helmet is gonna maybe prevent you from injuries, but it's not gonna reduce the surfing risk. You have to learn the surfing risk and how to prevent them by knowing the safety rules. Because you don't just go out in the ocean and just surf there. There is rules, like there is rules when you play soccer, there is rules when you play tennis. You learn the rules before playing usually, you know, so you can play the game. Well, surfing is the same thing. So with summer coming up, we're going to see a lot of beginners going in the water, and I would like to let them know the safety rules and also like remind other people like me what they are, because sometimes we even forget there are rules and sometimes the ocean is a mess. I mean, people are a mess in the ocean. It's like, it starts to be dangerous. And yeah, so there is more and more people in the ocean, so we need to arrive to surf together, you know? The ocean doesn't belong to anyone, so anyone can come in. And surfing is becoming bigger and bigger every day. I mean, I'm really stoked about this. Like, we're gonna see surfing in the Olympics Games of 2020 in Japan. I mean, I'm really stoked about it. That's mean our sport is becoming like really big. I mean, people are gonna recognize it and learn about it more. So I'm really stoked. But let's go back to the safety rules. So yeah, with summer coming, I think it's something to remind people. There's many rules. So for example, when I teach someone surfing, I usually pass about 20-30 minutes on the sand and I tell them the rules. So I'm gonna let you know the rules. So for example, the rules, something you do when you fall down is protecting your head and trying to stay underwater as much as possible. Why? That's what you're probably wondering if you don't know. Well, just imagine when you fall, sometimes you're in the water, but the boards go really high up and come back down really fast on the water. So just think, if you come back up too early, the boards falls on you. And a board has fins, and those fins, I mean, even without fins, if it falls on your head, it can be really bad. So yeah, it's something to think of it. Whenever you fall, try to stay a bit of time underwater to make sure, like, when you go up, that is, your board is not gonna arrive on your head. And also protecting you with your arms, you protect your face in case when you fall, like, either the boards come back to you or like there's something in the water, you know, a rock or something, because it's okay to, you know, a bit if you like fall on your arm and it bleeds a bit, but your face is your face, you know, you don't want to have something on your face. And I'm gonna let you guys know a story about me. So this is kind of embarrassing, but so it was about, I would say, 6 years ago. I was maybe more than that. It was 8 years ago, I think. And I was on a summer camp with my surf club, World Surf Association in France. And I just remember being in the water, trying to take a wave and falling. I did a wipeout. It's called when you fall at surfing, you call that a wipeout. And it was a really bad one. I can tell you guys, if you were there, you would have laughed. And so when I fell, the board came back to me, like the front of the board came back in my shin. And so I came back up and I saw like my disc came out or something, you know. So I was in pain, but inside my mouth, and I was bleeding a bit. But so I thought it was my disc. So like I came out, and all people of my team were looking at me and my coaches, and they were like, you know, when someone look at you and you're like, oh, there's something wrong with me. And I started to freak out, and because I realized it was something bigger probably. And one of my coach asked me to like spit, and so I spit, and like there was a big like bunch of blood coming out. And another coach told me like, oh great, now you're gonna be able to put piercing now. Like, he was trying to joke about it to make me smile, which I did. And so that's when they told me I opened my shin and they could see the inside of my mouth. So yeah, it was pretty gross, guys. You don't want to imagine that. So it was not that painful, but just imagine that after I had to stop surfing for a month because my doctor didn't want to stitch me up, because if he did, I would have a big scar on my face. So for months I could not surf, and also I had to eat much potato and like ham, and I could only eat those like maybe in like 3 hours for like the first 2 weeks. It was horrible, and it was during summer, so really annoying. You don't want to have to do that during summer. So yeah, that's one safety. A second safety is, so for example, we always say to try to, you never stay behind someone, and also you try to have space between you and others. So you don't stay behind someone in case they like their boards, like for some reason they have to let their boards go, and so it goes on you. But also you try to also not be in front of someone for those reasons, like, you know, it's 50-50. But yeah, so you try to not stay, it's just like safety rules. It's kind of like, I don't know if you guys ski, but we always say that the skier that is higher has to take care of the skier in front of him. So the skier in front of him has a priority because he cannot see the skier behind. So it's kind of the same rule in surfing, you know. So you have to take care of the, like, see the person in front of you and not be behind, and also on the side in case of anything. So that's one rule. And this rule, you have to apply this rule really well when there is a lot of people. That's something, if you see a lot of people in the water, you immediately, like, you're like, okay, safety rule, I have to be, like, have my own space and, like, respect the space of others and be kind of far from each other. Another one, is not having the board in front of you. So you always have the board on the side. So imagine there is a lot of wind and you have the board in front of you, it could come back in your face or with the waves too. So you always have the board on the side. So it's something to think of. Also, you always put a leash on your board. I mean, even pros put a leash on their board. I mean, yeah, sometimes it's like, you're like, oh, it's annoying. Or like you see people doing it and so you want to do it because you feel like, oh, I'm going to look like a pro. It's going to be so fun. I mean, I just want to look good without a leash and stuff. And well, yeah, I will always remember I tried once. My coach got mad at me and made fun of me because like, he was like, you're not a pro. And he was right. I mean, he was totally right to say that. But like, because my board went on like, a student he has in his group, and I was free surfing means I was not like in a surfing class, so I was surfing on my own. And so yeah, from this on I always put a leash on, except if I forget mine, but don't listen to this. So yeah, that's one safety rule. And if I can think of others, after, yeah, when you see a surfer on the wave, you always try to counter, like, to go around the wave. So for example, let's say waves goes from the left to the right. If you can, like, go like go on the left because where it's breaking, because the surfer is always gonna go where it's not breaking. So try to not be on his way. That's one rule too. And yeah, that's a safety rule. And I think once you like, there is many others, but I think those are the main ones. And also remember that the ocean is like a wide place, so like to never like, if you start being scared, that's when you like do the mistakes. So always like not stress and look around, and also look around in the ocean because there is rocks. Look where not to go. Look how to use the current. Look the people around you. I mean, and one rule, never go surfing alone in the ocean. That's also a rule that I've got told many, many, many times. And yeah, never go surfing alone. I would say on your own spot, maybe you can have someone watching you on the beach, but like, try to always go surfing with someone, because you never know what happens in the ocean. You never know. But with all those rules, if you apply them, I'm saying you don't need a helmet. Because, I mean, if you want to feel like more, like, you know, confident, if it makes you feel confident, like, I understand, because when I ski, I wear a helmet, but like, it makes me feel confident. And if I don't have it, I don't feel confident. But after skiing, I feel like it's different, because when you fall, it's actually like a hard ground. While surfing, it's the water. But so yeah, if it makes you feel confident, go ahead. But first, learn the rules. I mean, just don't go in the ocean like that. And also, I will also say that don't think surfing is easy. You just have to take a board and go in the ocean. No, take a surfing class a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks to just know. Like, you're gonna be with an instructor who knows about surfing, who have surfing experience, and you're gonna learn about everything I said. And so yeah, never go thinking, oh, it's okay, it's a summer fun, surfing is not really a sport, there is nothing to really know, I'm just gonna try to stand up. No, the ocean can be dangerous, and you can be dangerous to others. I mean, would you go on you don't send people on the road without teaching them before the safety and how to drive. Well, I think people should do the same with sports and surf, especially when like ocean sports or like mountain, like everything that depends of the nature, like that you don't fully control. That is, yeah. So that's why I think, that's why about the answer, like, should we be wearing helmets while surfing? My answer is no, because technically, if you know all those, I mean, I've surfed for many years and nothing bad happened to me yet, because like I'm always trying to respect the thing, and so yeah that's it for today, guys, and I hope you had fun listening to me and learned something today thanks to me. Yeah, keep listening to us. I mean, my co-host is still not here because she's really busy with school right now, and so yeah, keep listening. Give us a follow at Helen Dreen and Christina Anderson on Instagram. Again, go listen to the basementbuzz.com podcast. There are so many good podcasts on there, so please go listen. And I hope you had fun listening and being with me today. So yeah, bye guys.
La 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 surf!